Power is on the way to 15 to 20 million jobs.
Oh, I am your future.
We have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We are
national
leaders.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, which, as you know, serves the southeastern Pennsylvania area, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. We're on 7 days a week, and we devote our Wednesday broadcast to American workers and ways to support America's industries, workers, and all the businesses that are employing Americans and trying to get America back to where it should be. Well, thanks for tuning in. As always, go to your telephone and invite family members and friends to tune in. If they don't live in Philadelphia or the tri-state area, they can go to the computer, log on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and click on the Listen Live link, which is located on the top of the left-hand side. Well, each Wednesday morning, we send out a mass email to thousands of our supporters near and far all over the USA, and we invite them to tune in, and also they can listen to our after broadcast anytime they choose, any day of the week. It's up on the site simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and clicking on the Listen Anytime link. Well, we have a lot of things to discuss today, and the first portion of our broadcast is another edition of the M&M broadcast, and that is the Mark and Michael broadcast here on 860. Mark, welcome. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you, Mike, and welcome to the listeners. Mike, we've been just busy, you know, getting ready for this fall. The fourth quarter is, again, the most important retail, even manufacturing time of the year. And we've been having a lot of fun just fine-tuning. Mike, I got to tell you, I just, my brother-in-law Rob from the store called over and said, Mark, you got a few minutes. I got Jeffrey Schauber here from Valley Forge. And, Valley Forge is Wyomissing, PA, and they're a big flag manufacturer, and they've been really supportive. So he wanted me to meet this Jeff, and Jeff was the vice president of commercial sales. So he came over to my manufacturing facility, and in about 15 minutes, I told him my life story, Mike, and why we did the store. And he was blown away, number one, by the store. You know, he's been supplying us flags, but never made the trip up. And then I took him through the manufacturing area. He was just he loves it. He loves what we're doing. Valley Forge Flag has 400 employees. They're in, Pennsylvania, but they're also down south in Alabama, and have, I believe he said, 5 manufacturing facilities making the American flag. And, I did meet Ann and Flag, the owner, who's also an awesome guy. But this is Valley Forge. Just awesome to see him come through and the enthusiasm, and he was blown away by our what we're doing. I brought up you and the radio station, American Workers Radio, and the initiative you had. He couldn't believe, and I said, I'm going to bring you up on the radio too, Jeff. So, Mike, awesome. Valley Forge, 100% made in America flags, and been working with us very well to keep the price down so we can continue to do what we do.
Now, Mark, has he been telling you that business has been increasing lately? Because I've been begging, and you've been begging, and everybody across the country has been begging people to only buy American flags with Made in America labels.
Yeah, it's funny, Mike, you say that, because I told him about, what we do with the store, and I want the store to be move across this country. But I said the movement's alive and really growing. He goes, absolutely. They've been increasing. More people care, and ask, where's that flag made? And that's the stuff we want to hear, Mike. That's what you're all about. That's what you do. He said very strong, especially in the last 2-3 years, and moving in the right direction. People care what flag they buy, and that's important. I think everybody, we should all be able to agree on the American flag should be made in our country. And I always said, especially the ones flown above a soldier or, draped over a grave of a soldier, it should absolutely, no questions, be made in America.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to American Made Store site, you will find the link on there where Mark is offering those flags to you. No problem. You don't have to go to the store. You can get it right from him direct.
And Mike, he loved the wholesale idea we had, and you know, especially the flags to American Legions, VFW posts. We try to make it easy for these guys running these organizations, because it's became hard for them to keep the lights on, for them to keep these you know, posts open. So we try to, you know, give them the flag at the lowest cost we can, and you know, still cover what we need to cover. But they're appreciative, and we try to make it easy with the, you know, simple order forms. But that's been growing well, and he appreciates that initiative too.
You know, Mark, as we're getting to November as American Made Month and getting into Veterans Day on the 11th, I'm going to ask all of our listeners to go out of their way to put up their flags and keep them up maybe through the month of November as a reminder to everyone that we live in this great country of America, and we're really trying to help our industries and our people. We have to get back to being caring about one another. You know, Mark, as I attend some community events, I hear so many things from people. They tune into our broadcast. They get all of our flyers. They listen on the Saturday program. They say to me, I'm so inundated with your emails. It's unbelievable. And compliments to Larkin and to Mark and to Rich for all that they do, because it's like a family gathering where we talk about common issues. And so often people tell me, Michael, I hope things get better in America. And I always say to them words that we can all agree with. I agree with you, and I thank them for their help, for doing what they can. But I said, in order for us to get the economy back to where it should be, we can't hope. We have to take action. And that action, number one, is by spending our dollars where it will benefit American workers first.
You know, this past weekend I took a ride with my wife, Jackie, and went to look at the leaves change and a couple different things to take care of. But she even mentioned, you know, I do. It's amazing how many more flags I see since, you know, we had started 4 years ago. So, Mike, just talking about that, and you know, people flying and you know, showing their love of our country. That's okay. You know what I mean? That's great to see.
It's a silent reminder that we're all trying to work together, because we've been used to putting up the flag for Memorial Day and for the 4th of July and maybe on Veterans Day. But as I see more of the flags flying everywhere, I mean, some porches are decorated, unbelievable. And there's not any specific date coming up in the next few weeks. It's Halloween coming. But even with the Halloween decorations, the American flag is there, and that pleases me a lot.
Yeah, and that stands, you know, that covers all our values. You know, that flag says it all, supports the troops, supports what we believe in. Helping everybody in the world. It's just the American way of life. I just love it. But it was, like you said, it's not the time, you know, it's not Memorial Day. You fly it all the time, but it's just nice to see. You know, we got a lot of great people in this country, and the best thing about America is Americans, and I think the flag says it all.
You know, as I go to these different events and I meet up with many political leaders, they tell me, and they'll be on the show more and more as time goes on, but election is coming up on November the 4th, so I don't want to go too wild in advance of the date. I'd rather hear from those who have been elected or rejected after the election is over. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on in this country, and people tell me, and I go around to many businesses and talking about American Made Month, people tell me in the businesses, the owners, the managers, that there's no way America's national leaders didn't see that it was time to take action years and years ago. We're talking 30 years ago plus, as they watched businesses moving abroad and did nothing about it. Business owners also tell me that there's no way elected leaders could not see that Americans were being unemployed and becoming dependent on government programs. There's just no way. I mean, if you have a growing population and the growing population doesn't represent people with jobs, you immediately, a red flag goes before your eyes. But it seems that because these people were paid, all their benefits were taken care of, they just didn't care. And that's why we're trying to knock on the door and wake the people up, because without us, the movement is slowly going to be floundering. And Mark, I give you more credit than you believe, and I talk about you all the time. I talk about you because people say, this guy sounds like he's a real professional. I said, he is a professional. He's a professional trying to do a job for America. And yes, he has his business and he has family members and friends working with him. But he's helping America. And that's something that we need to get more and more people on board doing.
Well, thank you, Mike. And, you know, I always said it's not about me. I've got great people we support. And it's all about, you know, I got 70 livelihoods I'm worried about all the time. But keep it going. But you said two words. You got to believe and you got to care. You know, and that's what we need more out of our politicians. Not the lip service, not the selfishness. They've got to believe and care like you do, like I do, like our listeners do. The store stands for that. Yeah, the store's a lot of extra work as a second business for me, but it's worth it. You know, I always bring up my daughter that's 12. We've got to think of the next generation today. You know, I had a chance. We're tying a little bit more and more with John Ratzenberger and his crew, and John listening to some of his speeches. And, you know, what John talks about a lot is growing up. You know, with the, you know, being allowed to ride on your bike, being allowed to play outside, not with the parents all over you, you know, looking at how, you know, lessons in life where you actually learn something every day by answering your own problems. And, you know, we try to locate where this skilled worker shortage came from, which, Mike, we need so desperately right now, people to work with their hands. And, you know, tying with John, I just think he really supports and gets where America was, where we are, what we need to do. And he's really heavy on that skilled worker shortage and trying to identify where it came from. I think he fits in perfect with our initiative, Mike. And I think the people that are listening agree. We've got to get, you know, kids working again. We've got to give them the okay to work with their hands. And we've got to get these the parents and guidance counselors in schools working in the right directions for the shortage that's coming up is going to be huge.
You know, Mark, as you're saying that, I have to tell you that many of the politicians are getting it from me, because when they continually tell me what is bad about the other guy, I say, what are you going to do about the educational system? You want more dollars for the education. You're talking about this in all of your ads, education. Give me some specifics. Are you going to go back to the trade programs, to the industrial arts? Well, that's up to the, you know, I don't know. We just need more money. What is the money for? And you know, they don't want to answer. And this is why America's businesses tell me that they found it so difficult to pass on the cost of doing business in America and be competitive with the stores that offered lower cost imports, that they moved out of America because nobody in America's leadership was watching over them.
And Mike, the average age of the skilled worker is 58 years old right now.
Yes, it is.
I mean, coming up soon, we've got a major shortage, and I live and breathe it every day. Remember, I'm looking for welders and truck equipment mechanics to install truck equipment, dump bodies, or plows. You cannot find them. They're not out there. And the work ethic, you know, they've all been brainwashed that it's all college, college, college. Working with your hands, you can do, get close to six figures down the line. You know, this is going to be such an area that needs help. But we have to make it okay. Kids, you know, he brought up a story, a guy, you know, in World War II, your Jeep breaks down and the 10 guys around it could fix it. You know, nowadays that's not true. You know, they're not used to working with their hands or tools and even reading a tape measure. You know, you might have went to Harvard, but you still can't read a tape measure. And, Mike, that's a problem in my shop. It's a shame to me that they came through a lot of schooling and still can't read a tape measure.
Absolutely. Mark, we have somebody joining us on the line. And his name is Josh Miller, and I would like you to help me welcome him. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Josh, how you been? Mark Andel here.
Oh, pretty good. I knew I recognized that voice. How's it going your way, Mark?
Oh, good, good, good. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in Mike Sessions for Go for Made in USA, the mobile app. He's been telling me I should call in, and since we've had our big iTunes release for my documentary, I thought I'd call in and get in on the action today and just see what you guys were, what topics you were covering today.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to save our country still, Josh.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. It's a little harder than it seems, or at least harder than it should be, right?
Yeah, I tell everybody, saving the country is a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Hey, Josh, where are you located?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Where are you located?
I'm located in near Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, now how are the political people handling you guys down there? Are they looking out for jobs in your area?
Well, here's the thing. What I've figured out is there's a lot of talk. I mean, I am honored. The West Virginia State Senate actually honored our documentary and our cause for buying America and buying Made in USA. But, you know, sometimes there's a lot of talk, but there's not a lot of action. And that's just kind of been the trend that I've seen across the country. And, you know, in Washington, I mean, there's just a lot of people talking, but there's not a lot of people actually, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. But, I mean, West Virginia, they are manufacturing friendly. But I just, I'm as frustrated as Mark and everybody else right now. I don't understand how difficult, why does it have to be so difficult to get people to understand how the importance of buying American made. And it's been a struggle over the past couple of years. Our documentary has had some success, but, you know, I'll be honest with you, at the end of the day, I don't care about my documentary. I care about results.
Right. That's exactly what Mark and all of us live for, results. Yeah. What do we do to knock on the door to wake up these political people? I mean, the election is one thing. Here's the problem I'm seeing with the election. I got a lot of people to register to vote. And we're nonpartisan, so we encourage people to vote. But the thing is, after the vote is over, the people forget what the politicians even said, and they just go on with their normal life. There's no way to hold these people accountable.
And Mike, Josh, Mike, I had the pleasure of meeting Josh, and his wife came to the store, and they were awesome. Josh, you know what I'm about. I know what you're about. Our timing with the movie I was involved with and yours was a little different, but his movie is a point on too, and Josh, you can get on to it. I know it was, I believe it was your wife's side that was affected and kind of jump-started you to make that movie, but, Josh, what he's done is outstanding too, Mike. This guy really understands what we need and really made an effort on his own to produce a movie with a low budget, you know, that came out to be an awesome movie and makes a difference too. So, Mike, I know Josh, and Josh, it's really nice. As we move forward here, I want to get reconnected with you more and more.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, you being an American-made movie, that was great as well. I do everything I can to support them. Your store's awesome. I wish there were hundreds of them across the nation, and I hope eventually that there are. You were mentioning about politicians and what we need to do. I'll tell you what, I've gotten so angry over the past couple years and, you know, the lack of effort from Washington and even our own state representatives. I mean, I know there's a lot of problems in the world, but I'm sorry, if we do not address, you know, our long-term stability as a country, our economic stability, then nothing else really matters. Because if people can't put food on the table for their children, everything falls apart. Every fabric of this country falls apart. So, you know, I haven't really said much lately about this because I was going to wait. But I'm telling you what, there is a high probability that I will run for Congress in West Virginia in 2016 as an independent. And my main priority will be Made in America. If no one else is going to do it in West Virginia and stand up, you know, to everybody in Washington and start getting Made in America policies and pro-manufacturing policies in place, then I'm going to do it, and I'm going to win.
And Josh, that's the best news I heard today. You know why? Because I'll finally know the name of someone in Washington who's presenting the Buy American Made issue.
You know, it's funny, Josh. I feel your frustration. We love the country. It's really a simple process. They try to make it. There's a lot of moving parts, but Made in America is simple. It answers a ton of problems on its own. A country has to produce more than it consumes. We talk about it every week on this radio, and I think Mike would agree. If you ever want to call in, you're welcome. But, you know, you running for Congress, makes me smile because we're making change, and I know where you came from. I know what you believe in, and I know you're not lip service. You know, I always pick on them. There's so much lip service. My store's an action plan. Your movie's an action plan. We're making a difference, but we just got to get a lot more people on board.
That's
Josh,
that's correct.
Josh, we got another special panel member on with us today. Larkin's on travel, but Rich is on the phone. And Mark, Josh, Rich, and I are going to do our best to continue this conversation. Rich, how are you doing?
How you doing, guys? Josh, welcome. Good morning to our listeners. Josh, I actually just ordered your film, as a matter of fact.
Well, thank you very much for the support.
Yeah, waiting. Can't wait to check that out. Running for Congress this term or 2016?
2016. I'm a little late to the party for 2014.
Now, Josh, what Rich wants to really know is how many signatures are you going to need to get on the ballot? In Pennsylvania, you need 9,000 in one area, 10,000 in another. They play all kinds of games to get you, out of the picture. How many do you have to get? You better check into that now.
I need to actually, one thing I need to check in. There was a certain percentage of the vote, of the signatures that I need. I'm going to find that information out. I've been talking about this for a couple months with some folks, and I just really think that this is, like Mark said, there's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of lip service. And I'll tell you what, part of me is terrified to do this, but, whether I win or lose, I just think it's finally, you just got to stand up for what you believe in. If it's successful, great. It's the same way with my movie. I took a huge risk. I even took risk with my family because, I know people think that I'm making a ton of money off this film. Every little bit counts, but I live paycheck to paycheck just like everybody else, the majority of Americans. And me and my wife have struggled to get by at times. So I just think it's finally time for someone to stand up and just say enough's enough and at least try every method they can to get the message to Congress and the rest of Washington that something needs to change and we need real policies in place, pro-manufacturing, to help stores like Mark's and, the manufacturing facilities around the country. We need to start supporting them and stop supporting companies that outsource and offshore their jobs.
Right. That is the most important. As I talk to some of these political people, I know that they're not very happy about the initiative that we have, November American Made Month, because all it does is bring attention to the fact that they let this thing go on for too long. And some of them are in there 30, 35 years, whether it's in the state of Pennsylvania, in Washington. I mean, there's no shoehorn to get them out. It's the same face, just getting older. I mean, we all get older every day. We want to wake up 21 years old tomorrow morning. It's not going to happen. But seeing the same people with no new ideas, what we share on our broadcast, what goes out through the commentaries and what I see people walking up to me in my travels, it's more thinking in a positive way about our country, about our future, about our educational system, about the fact that not every boy or girl is going to go to college but has to have some skill that will get them through life. And yet these men and women in Washington simply don't get the message.
No. You hit the nail on the head right there. I just don't understand for the life of me how we got to the point where we said making things didn't matter anymore. I understand the globalization and the global economy, but why as Americans and representatives of the United States of America, why are we not putting our country in the position to outcompete the world? Why are we just saying, okay, well, we'll have someone else do this for us? Where is the pride in making things again? And here's the thing. If we have more demand and people are, buying American made, here's the one thing where I differ, and I don't know how the majority of people feel on this show. I'm not a fan of forcing people to buy American. I just think it should be something that you should want to do. If you like a product and it's quality, you should buy it. The more of that stuff you buy, the more that's produced, the more jobs that are created, that's the best economic stimulus that anybody can do in this country, is support the people that make the products here in America.
That has been said by Mark 1,001 times, and believe me, people are getting that message.
Hey, Josh, talk about movie Made in the USA, I believe was the title, but the 30-Day Journey. Did you, Mike and Rich, know what this gentleman did?
I did see the film, and that was really interesting. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people will enjoy that film.
That on his own, I mean, the heart and care, and he's on our fabric, guys. We all share a common thing, Josh, is love of America, you know, and that's what's neat with this show and what we're doing. And if we keep getting good people together and kind of all going in the same direction and getting the same train hooked up, I think we're gonna pull this off.
You know, Josh, as I looked at the movie, now, and we're talking about it today, maybe we can get Rich and Josh to do from one end of the country to the other and do your format. Maybe Rich could start in California and come to New York, and you can do New York to California. Let's see how we make out. How long is that? You took the 30-day journey. I don't know how long that would be, but that would be a really interesting show.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different things that I'm trying to do. You know, I tell you, my interest in Congress, I really do want to pursue that, and I'm going to try to figure out every angle to make that a possibility. I was actually interviewed with WTAP Television. That's northern West Virginia in the Marietta, Ohio region, and I announced a new show that I'm trying to get funded and produced called Behind the Label. You know, I'm all about the shows. You know, you got John Ratzenberger that was going to do this show where he was going to go around and highlight American-made companies. Mike Rose doing a show on CNN called Somebody's Got to Do It. I think that's interesting. I want to continue to promote American-made companies, but I also think that we need to kind of throw a twist in this. And my new project, I'm trying to get funded. If it happens, great. If not, I mean, I'm going to give it my best shot. It's called Behind the Label. I want to pick America's favorite brands off the shelves, and I want to peel off the label, essentially, and go to the locations of where some of these things are manufactured. So if I pick up a Nike polo and it says made in Vietnam, I'm going to call up Nike and I'm going to ask them if they'll take me to that location, and I want to do some research on it. I want to show people what's really happening around the world when, you know, a lot of these jobs are shipped overseas or offshored. I know it's a little more investigative and it's a little controversial, but I think that's something else that the American people need to see as well.
You know, Josh, that's I've got the store in Niagara Falls now. We just run seasonal. But people, when they come over to America, they want to take back a piece of America. We've educated and raised awareness now in our second year there that, wow, a lot of this stuff, just like you said, the Nike, the American brands, don't mean it's made in America. I love your thinking and your vision there.
Well, thank you. I think it could be a great show. I hope that I can get some people on board to help make it possible. I just want to start off by shooting kind of a 60-minute television pilot, see if I can get some takers. I know it's going to be tough because I've spoke with some notable names in the film world, and they said it's really hard getting a show like that put on the air because a lot of the advertisers that advertise for those shows offshore their products.
Right.
That's the world we're living in right now.
You know, and I think you met Vincent and Nathan with our American-made movie, and I think you guys work together. They're real good people like yourself, and, you know, living the dream's a lot of work. I know what you put on the table. Like you said, you got to still feed your family. It's just people don't realize how tough it is to do what we're doing and make a difference with, not large funding behind us.
That's exactly right. That's the hardest thing, and I try to tell people, hey, I love the support, and you got to thank everybody. Some people, I mean, like I said, I live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes I just can't afford to do things. But if you can, get out there and buy American when you can and support stores like yours, because I'm telling you, 20 years down the road, we're going to wish we did if we don't start going down the right path. And you're right, Vincent and Nathaniel, they're great guys. I love their film. You know, I love what you've done with it. We just need to keep at it, but we also need real structure and real plans to move forward. I think you guys are doing that, but I think another generation needs to grasp is the millennial generation, mine. And I saw some data where, you know, there's a lower percentage of millennials actually care where their products are made, and I need to find that. I hate citing things when I don't have the exact place to tell you, but I think the millennials, too, we need to figure out how to grab them, and I'm trying my best to show them This is your future.
Yep.
And if you don't invest in it, it's not going to look well.
I always talk about my 12-year-old daughter as being my boss, but I say I do it for her generation. I think we got to have a Made in America conference quarterly and get all of us together. What do you think, Josh, would happen if you went down to your local bank and said, "Hey, I've got a great idea. I'm going to start a movie called Behind the Labels. Would you help me out?"
That's the problem too anymore. the way the banking system works, you got to have money to get a loan. And that's, I think that I have a couple folks I might be able to go to. And this is the thing. It's a small amount of money in filmmaking terms. It's, I think, around 10 or 15 grand would help me get the pilot episode out. So that's definitely an option. And over the next couple months, I'm going to explore that. And the one main reason I tell you I called in and been talking about Congress and my new show and all this stuff, I have an announcement. I think a lot of people have saw this. I'm having a baby girl in February, me and my wife. So I'll tell you what, that has really changed the way I think. And, I mean, when I started thinking about my baby girl's future, it really gets me emotional. And I said, no one's going to stop me. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure she has a prosperous future. And if anybody gets in my way, I feel bad for them.
Very good. Oh, that's well said, Josh. We have another very good supporter of ours from AmeriLoop, Jude Watkins. That's exactly how he started to promote his issue, because he had his child come into the world, and he says, there's no way that I can continue to allow this to happen. So he's been part of our campaign. He's a very busy guy. But gentlemen, can you all stay with us for a while? But I have to acknowledge a few of our supporters.
Go for Made in America is proud to announce their latest promotion for the Go for USA mobile app. Their nationally famous app will be available for free. That's right, free for the entire month of November in honor of American Made Month. Go to the iTunes Store any day in November from your iPhone or iPad and download this great app. You can now be a part of their mobile army with just one simple download. For more information, visit goformadeinamerica.com. Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary, and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Streets and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com. The Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
And I also want to acknowledge some of our regional sponsors, including Polka Deli at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, the Polish American Travel Service at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue, and Giorgio Foods, a symbol of quality since 1928. Look for Giorgio products where you shop. And also best wishes from Martin Bednarek, president of the Washington Savings Bank, and all of the staff of their five locations in Philadelphia. And Yolanda Konopatska DeCipio, attorney at law, represents clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And don't forget about Karen Janad. She handles auto, home, and life insurance plans for State Farm Insurance. Give her a call at 215-862-5490. And for a great smile, remember Dr. Vojimius Zinn and Everest Dental are located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. And Mr. Frank Spula, National President of the PNA, the Polish National Alliance. They are America's largest life insurance organization, represented in every state in the USA. For more information, call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. And best wishes to all of the supporters of American Workers Radio. From the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, you can check them out on the internet by going to PSFCU, that's Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union.com. And also best wishes from the Sugar House Casino, located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. Visit them on the internet at sugarhousecasino.com. And best wishes also from Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue, as well as from Serena's Auto Body Shop. And there are two locations, one at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, and the other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. And the Net Cost Market, located at 117,001 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. That's off Byberry Road, and Busselton Avenue is open 7 days a week to serve you. And Mr. Joseph Drabot, National President of the PRCUA, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, America's oldest national fraternal insurance company. They remind you to check them out by calling their main office at 1-800-772-8632 or go to PRCUA.com. And also best wishes to all from Michael Steinman, attorney at law. He reminds you that he has two locations in Philadelphia to serve you. For more information, call Michael Steinman at 215-564-1866. Also, Dr. Eva Machak reminds you, for a great smile anytime, call her at 215-739-2787. She has two dental offices to serve you. One is at 3084 Armingo Avenue, and the other is at 4250 Richmond Street in Philadelphia. I would like to say thank you to these particular sponsors for all that they do to help us bring the Wednesday edition of American Workers Radio to all of our listeners and our supporters. And I thank them as well for being sponsors of our broadcast each and every day here on 860 AM. Well, let's get back to Mark, Josh, and Rich. And I'm going to ask Mark, what else would you like to say to Josh and Rich today?
Yeah, I think we're all on the same track. Rich, I didn't hear a lot from you. I know you've been working hard down in that warm Miami, right? But now we're getting geared up for this big November, December, which just is very, very important to any retail business, the holiday season, and trying to make sure people realize, you know, the best gift you can give is a livelihood. So support and buy Made in America products this fall.
My God, I couldn't hear it better. Rich, what's going on with you? That is a beautiful statement, Mark.
Mark, I'm counting the days down until we see you come down here. And I know you're getting, I know we're going to put that Jack and Coke on ice for you when you get
very
down here
good,
for that.
Very good.
With Mark and in score. Is Josh still on with us?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Josh, I wanted to mention to you that I reserve the right to change my mind, but I'm also giving consideration to a 2016 run for Congress. But I've got a bit of a twist on it that I'm going to share in a later broadcast, and I'm going to contact you offline about it. I've got an idea for independent candidates coming together. I share your independent streak. We talk a lot. And me in particular, we talk a lot on this show about our two-party tyranny, basically, or that's what I call it. And, you know, the thing, Josh, one of the things I say a lot on this show also and talk to people in conversation about is this. One of the great things about being in American is that we have the ability, if we want to change things by the way we vote and through our wallets, voting booths and wallets. I know sometimes we confuse the greatness of being an American because we can watch 25 hours a day of football players beating up their women. But what really makes us great is the fact we can change things. And if you want to do it through voting, we can do it. If one wants to do it through our wallets, we can do it. And the good news is that I do think more and more people are becoming more in tune with the Made in America movement. The understanding that making things here, employing things here, or employing people here, excuse me, what it's doing is it potentially can have quite a positive impact economically in the future at all levels, local as well as national economy. And when Michael and Larkin and all of us, we talk on the show about why elected officials don't do things and where they are. What I really think, Josh, it's been over the years is I think what elected officials lacked most was foresight. 20, 30, 40 years ago, I think that elected officials lacked the foresight to understand the kind of impact that a China or an India or numerous other countries would have. And the fact is, years later now, we have a lot of years and a lot of decades of data and experience to base decisions on. So if at this point now, there is no excuse to say that we didn't know the world is going to become competitive. The world is becoming more competitive with every passing day. The question is, what are we doing to prepare to compete in that economy?
Yeah, I mean, that's you hit it spot on. I'm going to try to address a few of those things. You know, when you talk about Democrat and Republican, listen, I have no problems with Democrats or Republicans. It is a two-party dominant system. But here's the funny thing I hear when I'm talking with folks. I always hear someone say, well, I'm a Republican, but you know what? I'm kind of in the middle. I'm a free thinker. And I hear someone say, I'm a Democrat, but you know what? I like some Republican ideas. I'm kind of in the middle. I'm a free thinker. Well, you know what? Be a free thinker. What we're doing is all we're, I would tell people, you know, instead of dumping money into the party system, go out and buy something made in America and support your independent candidate that supports made in America. I mean, we're dumping money into a system that just, it baffles me sometimes. Everybody says that they're a Democrat or Republican, but then they say on the side when you're talking in person, well, I feel independent. Well, you know what? Stop supporting that and be an independent candidate. I mean, we're all going to have differences. I'm sure we could talk here for an hour and we would have, you know, a few maybe trade issue differences. You just never know what will come up. But the point is, if we agree together, you know, about this Made in America movement on a majority of issues, then we're allies, we're friends, and we all need to get together, you know, no matter what the smallest differences, and do what it takes to make this country successful. And that's what, like I said, in my right mind, I can't understand where we got to the point where we said making things didn't matter. In my head, I get it. As a business, you're like, well, I'm going to cut out the middleman. I'm going to get things made cheaper, and I'm going to make a ton of money. But here's the problem. If America is a consumer-based economy, and you pull the rug out from middle-class working America, who's going to buy your stuff? I mean, the government can only print so much money. It can only give out so much money. And, you know, you can only give so many tax breaks to companies going overseas. Eventually, everything's going to boil up, and it's going to pop. And what I'm saying is we need to put a stop plug in what's happening and switch things around and start putting it in our favor. I'm tired of hearing about trade deficits and we can't do this, we can't do that. Bull crap. Just do it and do what's right for our country.
Josh, you are absolutely right. You know, as you were talking and Rich said he was going to consider an independent run, you know what I would like to see guys happen after we finish up with our American Made Month and this election is over and the fourth quarter is behind us? Rich, why don't all of the guys who are on the independent road start talking? Maybe we can offer a few programs here on this radio broadcast to get all independents together, and let's talk about what they suggest to do for America's economy to get jobs back and start hammering away at these same old people who do nothing, put the ideas on the table and shove it down their throats.
Yeah. John, you'll be interested to see from some of our past broadcasts. We've had on the show numerous times young guys, 25, Nick Traiano, independent candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania, and it looks like just a few weeks before the election that he's actually got a legitimate chance to oust an incumbent. And the dirty little secret, Josh, the dirty little secret that the two parties really try to keep under wraps is this. Most of Americans are actually a lot closer in belief and in agreement than they are farther apart. Yep. So when you talk about the differences, the reason the differences exist in politics is because differences are a humongous business. You have unlimited amounts of money that can fund the division of the two parties, that can fund the obstructions put in place to keep independents and third-party candidates out. So there's very deliberate reason why that does exist the way that it does. And we're actually, people, Americans, are actually a lot closer to each other on in my opinion, on all major issues, from healthcare to the economy to foreign policy, which really is just code word for the Middle East. I mean, no one asks what's your foreign policy for Switzerland? I mean, right? So it's really about the Middle East. We're a lot closer together on all these things.
Yeah. Well, I told people that they should start hammering people about their, you know, like I said, I'm realistic, though. I know running as an independent candidate is very difficult, and, you know, but you got to start somewhere. But anyways, what I was getting at is, in terms of your favorite Democratic candidate or your favorite Republican candidate, you need to start hammering about issues about manufacturing, what's their stance on it, and they need to start asking about NAFTA and the TPP. I'm not going to get into that much today because I apologize, but I'm going to have to run. But people need to legitimately question their candidates. If you're a Republican and you're like, well, I'm just going to vote straight ticket, or you're a Democrat and you vote straight ticket, you're not really doing yourself justice. Hey, I get it. The way the world works right now, it's Democrat, Republican. But the only time things change is when people go out and take a chance. And my guess, you know, just like Rich was saying, is that the majority of Americans out there are really starting to boil. And they want that free, independent nature. They don't want to feel strapped down to party politics. They want people just to say, hey, I want to think logically. I'm not just going to go with what my party wants me to do. I want to go with what's right for my district and what's right for the American people, not just what my party says.
Well said. Oh, well said.
So, like I said, I apologize. I have to run.
Josh, before you go, I got one more duty for you. When you get a chance today, go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on November American Made Month and send me whatever suggestions you would like to add to that list of things we're planning to do. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking with you again real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care, Josh. Josh, give me a call sometime.
Okay. See you. Bye.
You know, Mark and Rich, this is very interesting. We're hearing more and more about this independent movement. And Nick was on, and he told us the stories. We have a senator in the state of Pennsylvania who is trying to open up the ballot. No more ridiculous amounts of everybody gets the same amount of votes. If you get 10 people, the independent, constitution, whatever parties, they should all be on the primary ballot. And every voter, independent, Republican or Democrat, should be welcomed at the polls on primary day. Rich, will that happen?
Well, Michael, when people say that they're independent and we give them the benefit of the doubt that they are, the issue isn't what they say. The issue is, has it translated into votes?
But on primary election day, Rich, independents are barred from voting.
Yeah, they can't come out.
I want to change that. I'd like to see independents go in, and if they have a Republican they want to vote for, that's fine. They have a Democrat they want to vote for, that's fine. And if they have an independent they want to vote for. Open up, instead of all this nonsense, you go to this booth and you go to that booth. You go to the booth where you have some knowledge of the people you want to see in office.
Well, the primary, Michael, is an initial layer of just trying to steer people towards the R&D way of thinking and voting. And the great thing about ballots is that we can write in people, right? We don't even need to vote the way whomever's on the ballot. I tell the story all the time. I waited for hours in 2008 to vote in the presidential election because they had to find a write-in ballot, and I had to wait hours. And the ballot, it looked like it was written on Egyptian papyrus. The thing was so old. So I waited. I still waited to do it. The fact, Michael, is this. All the obstructions that are in place, this is another thing that voters need to accept, whether they like it or not. The obstructions in place, the unlimited amounts of money in elections, the things that are put through ballot access to restrict independents and third parties, whether we want to accept it or not, we have allowed it because the two parties are not going to do anything. So you want to improve the candidates, Michael. You want to improve Republican and Democrat candidates. I know Larkin said on air, you know, we don't necessarily need more parties. I think he said this. He might get mad at me for saying this since he's not here. I think he said we don't need more parties. We just need we need better Republican and Democrat candidates. And
but I see, agree with them. But you but see, I Rich, I agree with that. But if Mark is up in Buffalo and there are four guys on the ballot and he's registered with one of the major parties and there are two other parties, one's an independent, one's the Constitution Party, he can only go in and vote for the party he's registered with. I don't think that's right. I think that in a primary, you should be able to go in and make your choice. It is the weeding out of the goats and the sheep.
Well, keep in mind, Michael, that when those will say to me that it's not true, that there are choices, there are other candidates. The fact of the matter is, the reason that most voters most voters will go R&D, it's because of our widespread political philosophy of lesser two evils. One is a little bit better than the other, or I really like this guy or woman, but it's taking a vote away from someone else. I mean, it's...
And Rich, I see your point of view. However, I would like to see myself, and I'm sure you'd like to be able to go into the voting booth on primary election day and pick the one candidate that has you focused on and not worry if it's Democrat, Republican. If the Democrats focus on that man in their campaign, look at, he's a great guy, he's got great ideas, that's wonderful. But I should not be restricted from voting for that guy. In the primary, I should have an open election just like the general election is. That's my thinking.
Well, if you want to improve the quality, Michael, of Republican and Democratic candidates, they need to be challenged. That's a market principle. When things become more competitive, people are the quality of things, the accessibility goes up, and costs even out or go down. Well, that principle can work in our elections if we start utilizing it. Don't expect, on average, better candidates from the two parties. I mean, we're talking about, Michael, the major media talks about another Clinton or Bush for president. I mean, it's, you know, and again, they may or may not be the nominees. We still have 2 years to go until that. But it's like a movie. It's like a preview for a movie. We're gonna hype it up. You know, maybe it'll be a Jeb Bush versus Hillary. You know, it's like a
Rich. Rich, I want to tell you, we have a special guest on the phone, Chris Harvey, who is from the American Made movie. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Sorry for the number issue.
No worries. Good to hear your voice, Mark.
Chris, could you tell us a little bit about your new initiative, you know, with the screenings and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, well, we've had, you know, great success with the movie and reaching an audience that really walks out of every time they've seen the movie and saying, well, I've got to change the way I shop. And we took a look at what was coming up with the big holiday shopping season and said, you know, there's all kinds of statistics out there. Average consumer is going to spend around $700 this year for holiday shopping, and if they just changed a portion of what they purchased to make it American-made products, then we'd see tremendous, you know, growth in our economy and for the workforce. So we are encouraging screenings to take place that are specifically around the idea of changing community shopping behavior for audience members. And we're excited. We're going to have one in every state, at least one in every state. And we'd like to have as many as possible because there's never enough good news that we can get out.
Very well said. In fact, Chris, I want to tell you, when the movie was in Philadelphia, we had a beautiful response. But getting that movie out around this time of year, I believe, is going to really help the movement.
And to our listeners, Mike and Rich, I want to, you know, Chris Harvey has a major job. He's the main salesman for the American-made movie and getting screenings across this country. And Chris, welcome. I thank you for calling. And Chris is putting his life into this also. He lives and breathes this American-made movie initiative.
Chris, can I ask you to join us in a week or two? Because I'd like to know more about how the people can get in touch with you to get the movie screened in their area. It would be great. This is the right time of year. It's fall now that we're getting ready for our new November American Made Month and all of that that we're planning to do. I hope you get an opportunity to look on the front page of American Workers Radio and click on the November American Made Month. Maybe we can do some special things to once again get the movie in front of everyone's eyes, because people have been changed by that movie. Those that speak to me, those that I see in my travels that were out on our September 11th movie last year, certainly were very pleased with what was in it. It wasn't, you know, just a lot of bull. It was very meaningful.
Oh, absolutely. I, as Mark said, I wake up and I eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. So I would love to do whatever I can to reach a larger audience and see that change across the country, community by community. So sure.
Chris, I'm going to talk with you today. Maybe we can email some of our affiliates and they would contact you about doing some screenings in their area as well.
Okay.
And, you know, I hate to say it, guys, but Chris, that's why I want you to come back again. Maybe you'll be available next Wednesday for a little bit to be
Absolutely.
With us. Time runs away. I mean, we at some point are going to increase this broadcast to several more days a week. But for now, we have to stay within our budget and do what we can. But Chris, thank you for calling in. I'll be speaking with you in a very short period of time. Mark, I need to talk to you too about one or two issues. And Rich, I want to talk to you also. This is going to be a day of a lot of conversations. But please, guys, help us spread the word about the November American Made Initiative. Anyone listening, just go to AmericanMadeMonth.com and you'll see we're beginning with Election Day. We're going through Veterans Day. Also, we're going through Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. We're really motivating the people to support American Made. Many good things are happening. Thanks to all of you. I want to thank Mark Andel, Chris Harvey, Rich Logis, also Josh Miller for joining us today. Best wishes from Larkin. And you'll be able to hear a rebroadcast of today's show in a little bit of time when Henry Chaplinsky, our chief engineer, gets that up there. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a wonderful week until Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday. My best wishes from everyone here on 860 AM.